Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just
the body punching?
I was hit him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
absolutely
time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
On DPLC Productions.
Good morning, TBV, and welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Good morning to all my boxing fans out there. Listen, today there's no hate. Today we're going to come together and try to get this bread, man. I mean, we talk about boxing every fucking day, do we not? Isn't it time we start fattening our wallets with our picks, right? We think we're so good. I think that instead of me being better than you and you being better than me, we need to come together as a collective and do a segment every fight week, basically helping each other get it fucking right, man. I mean, we're here every week, week after week. Let's get it right. So in New Jersey, where I am located, FanDuel has gone official, so it's legit to bet. I know Eric Cruz in the chat doesn't bet because he's a good old Christian, but you can still give us advice, right? So the bets or the fights in question, the fights that we will be talking about, we can probably touch on Huey Fury versus Khrebet Pulev if we have time, but the fights in question are Alberto Machado versus Yandel Evans and Daniel Jacobs versus Sergey Dervishenko. So now for Dervishenko and Daniel Jacobs, the popular bet, right? The money line, first off, is at minus 215, meaning Daniel Jacobs is a favorite. Whenever a person is a minus, he's a favorite. Now, look, I'm not telling you I'm a betting expert or anything. We're learning this shit together. I actually called a few people. I called the trainer of Saddam Ali and Richardson Hitchens. Well, he does pad work for Saddam Ali. He's the head trainer for Richardson Hitchens, and he does a lot of pad work for Daniel Jacobs. He's the second in charge for Andre Rozier. So I called Lenny Wilson. And we're just waiting back. I mean, it is early. I also contacted Ronnie Shields, had a brief discussion with him to see could he come on. And we're going to see, does he have some time earlier in the show to get available and maybe give us some betting advice? And then I also contacted Chino Rivas, the trainer of Tevin Farmer, Jason Sosa, Thomas Lamana, et cetera. Now, he's definitely available. He said to give him a call, but he will be driving. So I really, really want to get in touch with Lenny and Coach Terrific, who I also called. Coach Terrific is a trainer of Glenn Tapia, Kendall Holt. Right now he's training Wellington Romero. I believe he's a silver Olympian. He lost to Lomachenko in the Olympics. And he's training Hakeem Nurse and Ray Robinson. Not the real Ray Robinson, another, I think it's Raheem Ray Robinson out of Pennsylvania. Now, the reason I want to talk to Terrific, and I really hope he gets back to me, is because Terrific has housed Daniel Jacobs when Jacobs was sparring guys like Marcus Brown or Kurt Seedes, who's now in jail for racketeering and other things, and even Sergey Dervishenko. He's watched them closely. I've watched these two guys spar in that specific gym. So, you know, it would be good if we could get Terrific on the line. I even contacted Nazim Richardson. Now, it is early here on the East Coast. It's only 9 a.m., and I know it's even earlier on the West Coast. So shout out to everybody joining us and, you know, rocking out with the live stream. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. And, you know, we want to show those sheep that we are a gang, right? So once again, Daniel Jacobs is a minus 215 and Sergey Dovzhenko is a plus 180. Simplest way to explain that is you got to bet 100. You got to bet 215 on Daniel Jacobs just to win $100. Okay, so 100 on Sergey Dovzhenko will get you $180. Same thing, drop a zero, $10 gets you 18 bucks. All right, so we have round bets, and this is where the money is, right? Now, for people that think that Daniel Jacobs has power, maybe you would be interested in betting on a particular round that he could knock him out. There's huge money for the round bets. I'm talking plus 5,500, plus 4,900, big money for Jacobs to knock him out, but you got to pick the specific round. That's a bit difficult in my opinion. I don't know if that's something that I want to do, but there's also round group betting. Now, in this Jacobs fight, we all know 7 years ago, probably Daniel Jacobs was knocked out by Dimitri Prague. That was quite a long time ago, in my opinion. 2010, almost 8 years ago, 9 years ago. And I'll be honest, I never quite thought that Daniel Jacobs was knocked out. I think he was assessing things on the floor. I know a lot of people will be like, Ness, you're fucking crazy, yada, 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 whatever. This is my opinion. I think he had his head laying on the floor, looking up and just being in shock. When he did the sit-up position to move up, the ref held him down. Now, that's neither here nor there, but it does kind of tie into my narrative that he's more like a Felix Trinidad, in my opinion, than a guy who can be knocked out. Because moving forward, we've seen him in there with some punchers, and we've seen him in there with some not-so-big punchers. And, you know, he still go down but gets back up and finished strongly. Sergio Mora put him down, but he finished strongly. Golovkin put him down, but he finished strongly. But when we're thinking of knockouts, Luis Arias was 154-pounder moving up for this opportunity with Daniel Jacobs, and Jacobs did not put him down. Now, there's an argument out there that he didn't knock him out because he wanted to punish Luis Arias because of all the shit he talked in the press conference and in the buildup. I don't know, man. I think there's no better embarrassment than knocking a guy out. So it's tough for me to believe that Daniel Jacobs went rounds purposely. So then Selecki, never really heard of this guy, right? We don't know much. What we do know is that he's beat common opponents with Demetrius Andrade and Jack Cool Clay. We know that he's also knocked out Hugo Centeno a long time ago. He's got some good journeymans on his record, like Derek Finley, you know, but nothing strikes out, right? His biggest fight and loss would be Daniel Jacobs. Now, Jacobs didn't put this guy down, and this guy only has a 37% KO ratio. 26 wins, 10 knockouts, one defeat, coming by Jacob. Poland guy, so you know he's tough though, right? I mean, you see the Adamics and the Wanakis of the world. These Polish guys are tough. So should we be doubting Jacob's power? Should we be doubting Jacob's power? Because if we go to all bets and we go to method of victory on FanDuel, Jacob's by decision is a plus 110, which is safe money. But you know, if you drop 10, you're only making like 11. I mean, you know what I mean? You drop 100, you're making 110. Now, it all depends on how sure you are that Jacobs is going to pull away with this decision. You could really bet the boat and get a decent tick. Nothing. You ain't buying no new home, that's for sure. Now, you want to make some money. It's Daniel Jacobs by TKO or KO is a plus 310. Same thing, drop 10, make 31, drop 100, make 310. And that's clean knockout. You don't have to pick the round. You don't have to pick the minute. You just got to pick Daniel Jacobs by KO or TKO plus 300. Now, that's a hard bet for me. You know, and obviously this is the reason I wanted to do the show. I'm going to go to the comment section later to just see where you guys are at with this because I'm looking at this and I'm like, can Jacobs knock this guy out? again, like I said, the Aries fight, you know, the Selecki fight, a couple of other fights there, you know, where it's like, he didn't really do it. Now, he's been on a knockout streak. You know, before he got to Golovkin, he was on a knockout streak, maybe six or seven fights. Peter Quillen included, Sergio Moro included, Caleb Truax included, who after losing to Jacobs went on to win the IBF championship versus versus James DeGale. So there are some names in which he knocked out. But after the Golovkin fight, we haven't seen that knockout power of Daniel Jacobs, which I have to say, does have a 81% KO ratio. Now, Sergey Dervishenko has an 83% KO ratio, but his resume isn't as deep or thick as a Daniel Jacobs. Biggest name is Terriano Johnson. Secondary name, Deshaun Johnson. Not much. You want to go through the resume, you'll see that he's beaten Sam Solomon. But so has the former IBF contender Dominic Wade, right? And people didn't really think much of him when he got in the ring with Gennady Golovkin. But the betting by knockout is so big for Sergey Dervishenko versus Jacobs that it's almost worth a $10 bet, even a $5 bet. You got a plus 600 for Sergey to get the knockout. And what we all know is at the very fucking least, Jacobs goes down. Now, is he Tito Trinidad-like that he goes down and gets back up and finishes strong? Absolutely. Absolutely. But, someone can finish him. Golovkin was tentative. He was careful, cautious. We're talking about Sergey Dervishenko, someone who's shared numerous camps with him, someone that knows him. You know, they've sat on the edge of the ring together and discussed after training. They're trained by the same trainer. Let's not forget this. The buildup to this fight could have us forget that. Dervishenko obviously feels he can get the one up, and so does Jacobs. They know each other. It's like anybody you've sparred. But again, there's only one guy that's demonstrated weakness. Now, it's gambling. So truly, you have to decide. Do you want to take a risk on a theory that Jacob's chin is weak and drop a little money on Sergey Dervishenko KO by TKO plus 600? The draw is at a plus 2,300. Let me tell you, there's a draw. Hey, this is totally off topic, but you know what? You guys call me a fanboy anyway, so here we go. There's a draw at plus 3,700 on the Wilder Fury card. I laid $10 on it. You know, we got a draw out of the Golovkin Canelo, you know, because politics, because rematches are big, big money. So I said, fuck it. Let me just lock in this draw, make a little $370 off my 10 in the future. Why not? Why not? You know what I mean? It's like I'm saying, bro, we're here every fucking day. You know, we usually use the chat to get at each other. We need to use this chat today to get with each other and make some fucking bread. Let's make some bread. So there's group betting. Now, this is where I think we should take advantage of the possibility of a Dervishenko knockout with the round group betting. Rounds 1 through 3, right? And if I'm not mistaken, I believe I need to sign in into the stupid box rec in order to see the weights and the actual results, right? And I'm going to do that because I believe Sergio Moro might have put down Daniel Jacobs early, right? Am I mistaken on that? Moro down once in the fourth and fifth and three times in round 7. Jesus Christ, he pulverized. And that was the second fight. Let's go to the first fight. Both fighters down in round 1. Moro down in round 2 and injured his right ankle. So there you go. He put him down in round 1. Now, if we go back to Dmitry Prague, it doesn't say what round that happened. Wait, here we go. Dmitry Prague. Okay, Dmitry Prague. Jacobs down in round. No, down once in the fifth round. So it's the early rounds that Jacobs goes down, bro. Where else? Who else put him down? Fletcher down in 1-5. Doesn't look like Jacobs been down. Like, Jacobs down in round 4 versus Golovkin. So it's the early rounds. So check this out. 1-3 round group betting is plus 3,100. That's some dodo. That's some dodo, right? Because you put, let's see here. We put group rounds 1-10. 1-3. And we drop a 10 spot and we're making 3-10. See if you can see that. There you go. FanDuel. You drop $10, you can make 3-10 for rounds one through three, right? Now you could do round robin, but I'm not into that just yet. And then you got rounds 4-6. It's a little higher. It's a little lower on 4-6. We're talking plus 2,300, right? But 10 bucks still gets you 230. As the fight gets later, it gets more difficult for Sergey. The odds get lower, 1,900. And the last, 7-9, 1,900. 10-12, 2,000. 10-12, 2,000. Plus 2,000. So, is he going to get him late? The bookies got it like, yo, if you're going to get him, he's going to be early because Jacobs gets stronger as he goes. You know that. He gets excited. He's really pretty much like Trinidad, in my opinion. I don't think he can be knocked out, but if he's going to be knocked out, it's going to be to an Eastern European guy that throws caution to the wind. Not to say that that's the way that Sergey fights because he doesn't. Technically sound fighter, but I'm pretty sure when he has his man hurt, he's going to go for it. He's going to go for it. Now, there's another bet here. Will this fight go the distance? Will this fight go the distance? They have it at minus 225. So that completely throws my theory of Dervishenko getting the knockout out the window. Because the betting odds are minus 225, meaning you got to bet 100. You got to bet 225 just to make 100. So they really think that this is going a distance. Again, and that's what gambling is. If you want to gamble and get some big money, well, then you should lay something down on an early round stoppage because Jacobs is a bit chinny until he warms up. Now, that chinny is, again, I'm repeating it a lot, that chinny is more Tito Trinidad-esque because I believe he gets right up. But we're going to do something different. We're going to go out to the phone lines. We got some callers. And I want to get, again, your opinion. We've done enough, ridiculing one another. Let's make some money. We got gardens out there. We want them to look good. I need some new grass. You know what I'm saying? I could use with Jacobs paying my car payment. So let's help each other.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
We're going to Baltimore. Troy, with all the knowledge, all the years watching boxing, we got some pretty good bets here on Daniel Jacobs. Pretty much even money, man. What are you looking at? How do you see this fight? And if you were to lay some Monopoly money, how would it go?
Right. Well, honestly, I don't gamble, but I'm always going to bet on Jacobs because the man actually should be a much bigger star because he conquered cancer and then he made it back to the top of the 160-pound, class and all that. So anytime he fights, whoever he fights, I don't care if it will be Canelo or whoever you put in front of him, I have him winning. If I had any money to bet, I would bet on him, but I just don't gamble. But let me big you up real quick before I make my point about the fight. You actually knock heads with people a lot when they call and in the text and all that, but you don't block people, which I find to be very soft when you do that. So, I'm going to give you your props on that. I don't recall you ever blocking anybody who just didn't see the same thing as you did, right?
Nah, man. I actually unblock, bro. Yeah. There's people that, because we got moderators. We have moderators. I cannot moderate the chat. So sometimes, I approve certain moderators and certain moderators have their own agendas and they block certain people. And I actually come back and unblock certain people, from Baltimore has been blocked.
Well, okay. Well, cool. You know, yeah, because a lot of people who do what you do don't have the balls to stand up. It's either their way or they block you. I'm not going to say any names because I'm not giving them no shine, but it's just kind of, that's not mannish. That's Bucky mannish, and I just don't dig that. But anyway, back to Jacobs, man. I don't know too much about the brother he's fighting, but I know enough about him to say that his last fight, he won, but he didn't look like he was supposed to. He's going to knock this cat out.
You think Jacobs knocks him out?
Yes, sir.
Jacobs by knockout is plus +310, man. That's good money. That means you lay 10, because, you get 31.
Yeah, you know, simply because, you know, even though he won his last fight, there was a lot of ha, 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 but, well, he didn't look real good and da, 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 da. And he wants that Charlo fight. I don't care what anybody else says. He wants the Canelo fight. He wants the Charlo fight. I do not think Charlo wants him whatsoever at all, at least not at this point. But as far as that goes, I would love to see them two fight because I say he smashes Charlo and quiets that young boy up. But have a good day, man.
Thank you, brother. Have a good day as well. Mm-hmm. So there you go. I mean, he's picking knockout. And if you're going to pick Jacobs by knockout, they're giving you good money. Now, again, like I told you, Jacobs has this big knockout streak that he went through before he got to Golovkin, right? We're talking a serious amount of fights. I mean, right after Prague, he never got a decision again. So we're talking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 straight knockouts. Then obviously he met Golovkin, which we can't discredit. It's like, yo, who's knocking out Golovkin anyway? So he went UD. Now, did Golovkin take a lot out of him? So that's why the knockouts dissipated? I don't know. But based on a 12 knockout streak, it's not like him knocking out this guy is far-fetched. So, yo, plus 300 is good money. Remember the number to call in if you want to give me your opinion, you want to help me out here, get the right pick, make a little dodo. It's 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. And don't forget, no need to type when you can Skype. Add Nesta Giz on Skype and be part of the conversation. You know, here we go. We got McGregor Boxing, which he actually said it's another name, but, you know, that's his screen name says McGregor, so whatever. We got a few callers connecting via Skype. Remember, add Nesta Gibbs on Skype. And, yeah, so McGregor Boxing, what advice could you give us, man? We're trying to make a little change here. How would you be betting on Jacobs or Lomachenko?
I think, like you said, early, and I think maybe our best bet might be between 4-6 and Lomachenko. It's like a little joke, maybe, like just a cheeky little bet.
Hold on 1 minute, Mark. Hey, Scorsese, mute your mic.
Okay, it's all good?
You're good. Go for it, Mark.
Okay, so I think the Revchenko between 4-6 rounds might be a good bet because Jacobs can be a little chinny in the beginning, normally in around like between 3 and 5. So I think 4-6 or 1-3 might be good. Between the group betting rounds, it's being stopped at 4-6. It's 17-1 on Derevchenko. And I've got that tied in with a double for Huey Fury to stop Pulev gassing in the 6-round range.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm so happy you said that. You know, last night I laid, really low money. I laid like $10 on Fury to win by decision. But then I bet $5 at plus 600 to him winning by knockout, because I think like in the later rounds, he's going to be piecing them up, you know, 1-2s, 1-2s, 1-2s until Pulev is just like wide open and he might just stop him. If not, points decision. Now I know he could get robbed. It's in Bulgaria, but I don't see any way Pulev could win. He's older. He's slower. He let the big boxy fucking plotting Vladimir lunge in with a Juan Marquez Mayweather hook. I mean, it was crazy. I don't see Fury losing unless he gets robbed. And I think that, you know, the older, again, slower, just squared up Pulev, because he like uses his hand as a joust. I mean, yo, fucking Fury better tag this one up.
Yeah, most definitely. And like, if there are people in the UK, like I use a site called Paddy Power most of the time. And that's familiar to people in the UK. If you go with Huey Fury by stoppage between 7-9, which is possible, and Derevchenko between 4-6, if you put like only 5 on, you get 1,890 back. So,
dude, I did straight knockout for plus 600 on Fury.
That's a serious one, man. That's a serious bet. Where did you get that?
FanDuel.
FanDuel, okay.
Yeah,
FanDuel.
And right now, I think I'm gonna go ahead and lay. I should probably lay 5 because yo, 10 gets you fucking $10 on Derevchenko round 1-3 gets you 310. So,
yeah,
I'll probably just do the 5. I'm gonna do 5 on that first group bet of rounds because again, if Jacobs gets knocked down, it's gonna be early. It's gonna be early. It's not gonna be late. I think he gets stronger as the rounds go on. Now, since I got you on the line, let me hear. What do you know, if anything, about this other fight that I want to talk about, which is Alberto Machado versus Yandel Evans? Machado won this title from Jezreel Corrales on HBO. Tall Miguel Cotto fighter, you know, being pushed by Cotto and Golden Boy. This fight will be on DAZN. Yandel Evans signed to Lou DiBella, hasn't fought in a year. What's your thoughts? Yeah. You know anything about Yandel Evans?
I don't know a lot about him. I know he's okay. I know that he's got decent counter punching. His feet isn't brilliant. He's not really good on the back foot that much. He's capable of being pressured. Machado is a very, very intelligent boxer, in my opinion. He's the real WBA super champion. He was marked down and Tank was promoted, if I remember correctly. I think Machado's going to do work. He's got good punching power. I think he's 20-0 with 16 knockouts. Not too sure. Might be. I know he's a southpaw. And Yandel Evans has lost in his career. I believe that was by stoppage as well.
Yeah, and he got stopped by Fortuna. But that was, that was years ago, bro. We're talking 2012.
That was 2012. Yeah, and then he was inactive, though. He was inactive for 3 years.
Yes,
he didn't come back until 2015, mm-hmm. and he's had 4 fights in that time. So he's not been that active.
But he took a huge step up. After he beat Belial Dib, the brother of Billy Dib, right, he had a fight maybe, I don't know.
Lewis Rosa.
He had a fight maybe 7 months later versus Lewis Rosa, who, in my opinion, I'm not saying Lewis Rosa was going to be anything. But he was undefeated. He was a banger. He was signed to DiBella. He was Puerto Rican. He was marketable. And, you know, Evans took that fight short notice and really put a number on him on Showbox on TV. Now, it's been a year since that fight.
I know. But at the same point, when you say he did a number, it was still a split decision.
Yeah, judges are assholes. You watched the fight.
I know. I did watch the fight. And, like, he did win. Yeah, comfortably, but even if it does go to points, wouldn't you say they'd favor Machado because of the possibility of Machado Tank or Machado versus Burchelt?
Yeah, I mean,
and Machado would be a better boxer than Rossi, in my opinion. Machado's a very
I just see
boxer.
Machado as a guy that doesn't know how to use his reach and range just yet. His hooks, I mean, he was hitting Jezreel Corrales with his forearms, the inside of the glove, because he's not necessarily, you know, a wizard with the fucking range, bro. Like, he's overshooting or undershooting. I think that the smaller Evans may get in on the inside. I think that people, you know, are going to be like us. They're going to be like, oh, this guy's been inactive. His career has been spotty. But, you know, this is one of those Akron inner city kids, bro, that has been waiting for an opportunity. His career has been ridiculed with fucking hardships. You know, he was signed to Roy Jones and that stagnated his career. Then he was knocked out to Fortuna live on ESPN. Another setback, you know, but this guy has pedigree. Back in the day, 5 years ago, he was sparring Rigondeaux, you know. I don't know. I he's from Cleveland, actually, not Akron, but, you know, close enough, whatever. It's Ohio. And, and then the other thing is that, you know, look, Cleveland, Akron, Ohio breed some pretty good fighters. Most of them become world champions. Sean Porter, Robert Easter, Adrian Broner, Rasheed Warren. The list goes on and on. And those are just newer names, right? Like there's plenty of people that come out of Ohio. Athletes in general, right? Let's not forget LeBron is from there. Now, I'm actually doing way too much souping up poor Yandel, but I do think he has skills. But, man, that face-off gave me butterflies to see how small he is. You know what I mean? And over, we see the taller man lose the fight, but I still like the taller man to be tall. I don't know. I just feel like even though boxers say that's not an advantage, like you'll hear a guy like Tim Bradley tell you, no, it's – I like fighting the taller men because I know I could get inside easier, but I don't know. I just feel like I'm on the safe side if I'm taller longer.
Yeah, I understand that being taller myself and top boxing the past, but I think like you said, you're doing your best to make this fight more interesting than it might be. If you do look at the odds, the heavy favorite is Machado. He's a heavy favorite. For every 120 you put on him, you'd only get 20 back. Or every 60, you'd only get 10 back. So he's a 1-6 favorite. And Yandel's 7-2. So for every 1 you put on him, you get 350 back. So if you put 100 on him, you get quite a bit back.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I actually got to lock this in, right? I put a little bit of money on this before, you know, the line shifted. So I got Yandel at a plus 580.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's very good.
I just need him to tag him because let me tell you, he got knocked out in the first round with Fortuna, but he was banging, and that's the problem. He's a tough guy, so you know. Hopefully, Machado doesn't hit him with some shit. But it looks like I got Coach Terrific. Coach, you free? All right, I'm gonna patch you through to the show. Give me a minute. Let me get Coach Terrific here on the line with us and get his advice real quick because, like I told you guys, he knows Jacobs and Dervichenko quite well. They've used his gym to spar, and he's watched them spar, right? So this is going to be good. Mark, I'm going to put you on mute, and I'll be right back with you. Here we go. Coach, good morning. How are you? Oh, shit. Hold on a minute, Coach. You got disconnected there with the. All right, guys. Like I said, we're going to patch Coach Terrific, trainer of Glenn Tapia, trainer of Kendall Holt, now training Wellington Romero, silver medalist, lost to Lomachenko in the Olympics, also training Hakeem Nurse, as well as some others. You know, he's got Raheem Robinson, but let's bring him on. Coach Terrific, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. What's going on?
What's going on, brother? Listen, man, I wanted to talk to you, obviously, because, you know, tonight's fight day, and I know firsthand that you have obviously – oh, shit, it dropped off again. What the fuck is going on? I'm over here all into my spiel and it's dropping off. I need a co-host today. Let me go back to Mark. Let's go to Scorsese. Talk to me.
Yeah. You can hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Man, I'm like the people who make the odds, bro. You look at they shit and they just ain't confident in Danny Jacobs. I'm not either, but I'm not confident in the size of Dervichenko. That's a problem, and this dude like
wait. What do you mean they're not confident? The line is pretty even, bro. Jacobs is a minus 215.
What I'm saying is
Dervichenko's a 180 plus 180.
What I'm saying is Danny should be way wider than that. The experience he has, he should just be way wider than that. But from his last couple of fights, not being able to get rid of the dude from Michigan, Selecki beating him, in my opinion, he looked like shit in that fight. And he was making excuses about that fight now. Like he wasn't getting up for those fights. You picked those fights. Nobody want to hear you wasn't getting up what you wasn't picking up. What I mean, you weren't getting up for what you picked. No. and everybody else, like Charlo performing around you, Billy Jacobs shutting out a former champion, Golovkin, Canelo happening, and you mean to tell us you ain't up in the division and you ain't watching and trying to be just as impressive? I don't believe that, man. I believe the dude on the backslide, but at the same time, the statue of Derevchenko is a problem at middleweight, bro. That dude too so little. Crazy.
Give me one moment. I got the coach on. I'm going to come right back to you. Coach Terrific, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, brother. Good morning, man, and thank you for taking out the time to give us the opportunity to talk to you. I'll just bring you up to speed. I wanted to get my listeners to get, you know, hear your take on today's fights with Daniel Jacobs and Sergey Derevchenko, because I know that you know both men very well. I myself have watched them spar in your gym, and I'm sure you've watched them spar dozens of times with separate people, with one of your fighters, Hakeem Nurse. So, you know, we're doing this little betting segment, and it's like, look, we talk boxing every day. We ridicule each other about our opinions. Let's help each other make some money here, because Daniel Jacobs and Sergey Derevchenko, there's money to be made. You know, if you think that Jacobs is going to get knocked out because he's been knocked out 8 years ago, well, they're giving you good money for Derevchenko to knock him out early. And I just wanted to get your opinion. How do you see this going? Right now, Daniel Jacobs is a minus 215, which means you got to bet $215 just to make 100. But Sergey Derevchenko is a plus 180. Again, you got to bet $100 to make $180. But that's straight win. There's other options. But how do you see this fight playing out?
Listen, I know both of them. You know what I mean? I know Danny's from a very young kid. And the one thing about Danny, he spars very different from his fights. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't spar the way he fights. Totally different person. Derevchenko, man, I think, like, every time I see him, he gets better and better. Every fight, every time he comes to spar, I'm like, this kid is really improving under Gary Starks and Drake, you know what I mean? They got a very good team. They make sure they get good work around them. And, like, this fight, man, it's no walk in the park for Daniel, for sure. I've seen him spar a lot. But, like I said, sparring and fighting is two different things. And Derevchenko is, like, he's busy, very good defense, footwork. But, he has, you know, like, with Danny, man, he got explosive power, man. If he catch him with anything, you know what I mean, you're going to go down. You know what I mean? Because he can punch. He got his IQ is with some of the best.
I got to contest you on that one, right? Because all of us want to pick Daniel Jacobs by KO because we're like, well, he had 12 knockouts in a row before the Golovkin, but after Golovkin, he hasn't knocked anybody out. Luis Cubas Aries is 154-pounder that moved up to 160 for the opportunity to face Jacobs. He didn't knock him out. Yo, Selecki, he didn't knock him out. So could he knock out his sparring partner? I mean, these two guys know each other well.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. Them guys got very good chance, like Aries or what's the name, you know what I mean? But I'm not – Danny can knock out anybody he put his hands on. You know, I think Canelo and Golovkin got probably one of the best teams in the game, and he hurt Golovkin a couple times, man. You know what I mean? This guy can punch him. He's a real puncher, man. He catch you. He can put you. You know what I mean? He can put you. But like I said, Derevchenko's the – bro, he's the real deal, man. He's the real deal, man. This guy can fight. He can fight. You
know now, I mean? If Derevchenko's going to win If Derevchenko's going to win it, in your opinion, how is it going to come? Is he going to have to knock out Jacobs to win it, or could he win a points decision? Is he that skilled?
Yeah, he is that skilled. Yes. Yes, he is. Yes, he is that skilled. Yes, he is. He can – honestly, he could do it both ways. He can – he just as well as Danny can knock him out, he can knock Danny out too. You know what I mean? But like I said, this is a fight, man. You know what I mean? It could go either way. I'm telling you. But
all right. So if TBV,
this is a really good fight, man.
If TBV gave you $30 and wanted you to place three bets, $10 a bet, how you doing it? You got method of victory. You could get Daniel Jacobs point decision plus 110. So you bet 10, you're going to make 11 bucks. You could get Daniel Jacobs by TKO or KO at plus 310. You bet 10, you're going to get 31 bucks. You could go draw at 20.
Okay, this is,
go ahead.
If it's a knockout in this fight, I'm going with Danny Jacobs. Hands down.
So is Danny getting a knockout?
If it's a decision, I'm going with Lomachenko. Sergey.
Damn. Sergey. You know, I just put $5 down on Sergey Dervachenko to get the knockout between rounds 1 and 3 because all of Danny's knockdowns have been in between 1 and 5.
Yeah. That's right. And it's like if you can't hurt Danny within the first 5 rounds, he gets better
as
the rounds go.
That's what I said. He starts warming. You know what I said in the beginning of the show? I said that he's like Tito Trinidad. He's a guy that gets knocked down, but he finishes strong, bro.
Yeah, because it's the way he trains, man. Like, yo, you know, it's the way he trains. Like, yo, exactly. And
damn, you know, Sergey Dervachenko by the
guys.
Sergey by the decision is plus 300. That's like good money if you really think he could get the decision.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, with his foot movement, his head movement, and like he keeps working. Like he don't throw one punch. He put punches together in combination. You know what I mean? And he works. Danny's the type that he relies on his jab, and he relies on that when you make a miss, he's going to counter you. He can counter you. You know what I mean? He's a very good body puncher, and he can counter you. He relies on you making a mistake, and he's going to sit back.
Wait.
As soon as make that mistake, he's going to counter you.
So, Coach, you're saying that you think that Dervachenko – you think that Dervachenko is a more active fighter, like throws more punches in the fight?
Yes. Oh. Yes, he is. Hmm. Yes, he does. Danny is, like, really good on his – He's really good on his feet. You know what I mean? He likes to use his jab, relies on his jab. And when you make mistakes, he likes to counter. That's the thing. He's a good counter puncher.
So before I let you go, man, I want to check if you know anything about Yandel Evans out of Cleveland, Ohio. He's going to be on the undercard of this fight, taking on the Miguel Cotto-promoted Alberto Machado. He is, I believe, the regular or super WBA. They have so many versions of that belt, I don't know. But do you know anything about the co-main event?
No, I don't. No.
All good. We wanted your expertise. We wanted your expertise because we know that you've watched Daniel Jacobs dozens of times. So, Coach, man, I want to thank you. And we got to get you back, man. I know that you got Wellington Romero, Hakeem Nurse. You got Raheem Robinson. You got to keep the world updated with what you're doing down there.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Both, man. Keep doing a great job.
All right, terrific. Thank you again for calling in. Let's get out to New Orleans. We're going out to my man, NO. You know that your intro got us flagged, so we ain't gonna do that whole thing because they're trying to take us down. They hating on you after all these years of you rocking a juvenile. Now they want to be haters.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you a young fella, and he comes from the Magnolia.
Yes, you know how to go down. You hear me? They always hate on the realest, you dig? They got to try to find some type of way to stop you, though.
For sure.
But they ain't stopping nothing, you hear me? You know what I'm saying? We still holding it down. New Orleans in the building. If you're a paper chaser, you got your blog on fire, you remain in the G until the moment you expire. That's enough said right there. You hear me? Now we got my man, Danny Jacobs. Everybody knows I was a big fan of Danny Jacobs back in the gap. But ever since he got with Eddie Hearn, he done had a fight with Lil Cuba. Some other cat who we ain't gonna never see again. You hear me? And he about to fight his ex-sparring partner. What's happening there, bro? Ness, when you gonna speak out against this shit, bro?
I mean, so let me ask you then. So what do you think? Since you're saying it like they're giving him soft touches, does he get the knockout? Because that's what we're here to talk about. Like, how could we make money off this shit?
He could not get accused. Why he gonna knock this dude though? All right, this dude's fought with him every day. He know his power. He know what Danny like to do and he don't like and what he don't like. Is he gonna be able to capitalize it? Capitalize on the shit, because if it's a close fight, who they gonna go with? Who the money behind? Danny Jiggers. So if it's a close fight, they're gonna give it to Danny. So what we talking about? If dude don't get the knockout, he's not gonna win the fight, man.
But you don't think he's skilled enough to outbox Danny?
I don't say, to be honest with you, I ain't doing no research on this guy. But I'm a watch before the fight come on tonight. I'm going to watch like two fights on. That's all I need to see. I'm going to see what his tendencies is and all that, bro. But, man, if he ain't making enough noise for me to know him right now, I mean, why should I give him a shot?
Here's a reason why. Because he is 12-0, and he's fighting Daniel Jacobs.
Who he beat? Let's get straight to the shits. Who he beat?
Sam Solomon, Terriano Johnson, and Deshaun Johnson. Those are about the biggest names to stick out. Oh, Evan Ayala, too. Evan Ayala.
Look. Joy Dominic Wade and William Monroe and shit. You dig? You might want to
But listen, people was ducking him though. They ain't want to fight him. He couldn't get those Dominic Wades and dudes like that. Dudes ain't want this sauce with him.
Nah.
Yo, remember Golovkin? Golovkin ain't take this fight. Golovkin vacated the belt. He ain't take this fight. He was the mandatory for Golovkin, and Golovkin said, "Nah, you go fight whoever you want. I'm gonna go fight Vanez."
Yeah, I get you that. All right. Yeah, you got me on that one. All right, the old Ness don't win his bag on me with that one. You know what I'm saying? I got to give you that. I can't debate you on that because he dropped the fucking belt. You should have called him. He fought Von Ness, Monte Rose, and he could have fought that dude. I give you that, bro. But, man, Danny could lose this fight, Ness. I mean, he could lose because he was struggling with Selecki. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Selecki was on his ass, man. He got hit, man. Danny got hit way too much in that fight, man. Danny's supposed to be on a whole another level. And the Peter Quillen fight was years ago. That's the last time Danny shined, man. Danny got to step up tonight, man. You got to step up and show everybody that he was supposed to be reckoned with.
And no, but I got $30. And the whole question is, how do I spend my $30? Do I do three separate bets of $10? Or do I drop the 30? You know, do I go with Daniel Jacobs by decision at +110? You know what I'm saying? Or do I take him by TKO at +310? Do I take Derevchenko?
Do the decision.
$10 or the whole 30? The last part, Derevchenko's decision is +300. And Derevchenko by knockout +600.
Damn. I ain't gonna lie, that knockout. Danny could get knocked out because he got a weak.
You want to hear sexier bets? If Derevchenko knocks out Daniel Jacobs in rounds 1-3, you lay $10 down on it, and you make $310 at +3100.
Shit, I'm gonna have to go with that one, Ness. I'm gonna have to go with that one, bro. I might fuck around and hit the Powerball tonight, bro.
But why? Why you think that one?
I might go with that one. Because I'm gonna tell you why. Because I done seen Cass, bro, who not known to have knockout power at all, drop Danny, bro. You know what I'm saying? And dude supposedly supposed to have as much power as Danny got. So you don't think he got a good shot of knocking him out? He really catch it like, let's say he catch him cold. He catch Danny coming in the ring cold, catch him with something solid early. I mean, though, it ain't nothing. Man, that's $10, man. You got to put that $10 down, man. You got to put that down. Get your $300 over $10, and then you come back and you come back with the bet with Danny Jiggins by decision. Because dude can't win a decision. It's going to have to be a no-go.
I don't know, man. We just had a trainer.
We
just had a trainer in here, and I'm going to let you go right now and get to some other people, but we just had a trainer in here who's watched both of these guys dozens of times, bro. Like, I got to watch both of these guys spar. I got to watch Jacob spar White Chocolate before DAZN signed him, before he was even a pro. Like, 2-3 years ago, he was sparring Jacobs. That's how I know White Chocolate, Nikita Alibaba, is going to be somebody. I wanted to get to the comment section. We got Punch Quote, formerly known as HH1200, said, Ness sounds like Dreyer. Jacobs knows this dude up and down. Jacobs on the card. So he's saying, you know, that Jacobs is so familiar with Sergey Dovzhenko that you should pick Daniel Jacobs on points at a plus 110. That's not bad. It's not bad, and it's a safe bet because his last two fights have been by UD. They have been. I'm not telling anyone to pick Sergey. That's not what the fuck I'm saying. I'm gambling, okay? So we're basing that, since we're gambling, I'm basing that off Danny being knocked down always between rounds 1 through 5. So I laid, I think I laid $5 down on a knockout from in them rounds. That's not dumb. The safe bet is decision, but it's like, yo, you got to bet real money. You got to look, $100 only gets you $110. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's, I don't like that type. That's like, that's almost like straight money, but it's straight safe money. But the thing is, Jacobs ain't Mayweather. You know what I'm saying? This was Mayweather. I jump on these odds because it's Mayweather, but you know what I'm just saying? Jacob sometimes has me a little scared. But I'm going to go to Scorsese on Skype.
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, like you just said, Jacobs ain't Mayweather, man. You can't even be sure with the high shit that your boy going to come through, man. If Dovzhenko was 2 inches tall, if it was a little bit of change in height difference, I'd be like, yo, give me Dovzhenko 100%. This dude on the backslide, he done. He had one good night in him versus an overrated Gennady Golovkin where he, you know, he looked at Golovkin like, I can do this. I can truly do this. And he still couldn't do it. He finally got himself up. I do not trust Danny Jacobs, but that undercard, though, Machado solid. You ain't got to worry about him not hitting dude like he couldn't hit what's the boy name? The former Corrales. Corrales all over the place. He got his head in your face. He on left side, right side, one moment. Dude gonna be punch perfect tonight, just like he was in his last fight. I don't know if he get the stoppage, but he definitely win the fight. That's a safe money bet.
Wait
right
a minute.
There.
Wait a minute. So what do you know about Yandel Evans? You writing him off?
No. Sure. I seen him jack before. I seen him be aggressive, but he finna run in. He ain't quick enough to do nothing but run this jab tonight.
Machado is bad money, bro. You saying that's a safe bet? Look, he's a -550, dog. You got to put down $550 just to make $100.
Safe bet. You don't got to make $100. It's safe bet tonight, right there. Don't bet against him.
Listen to this. They think he's going to knock out Yandel so much that he's a minus 175, but he's a plus 300 by knockout. I mean, by decision, but he's a minus 175 by knockout. You see that?
Just don't bet against him in no way, no how. That's the smart move.
Well, fuck that. I already bet against him. You don't know Yandel.
Dumb move.
You don't know Yandel.
I know Fortuna's one of my favorite fighters. I seen him do exactly what you saw him do to Yandel.
Yeah, but at the end 8 years ago.
Hey, it ain't going to be no different than
Machado 6 years ago.
He's one of the biggest 130 pounders I have ever seen.
And he don't know how to use his height.
No, that's a lie.
He don't know how to use his height.
The dude was punch perfect in his last fight.
Versus who?
Not gonna be punched.
Matter of fact, I got it pulled up. I was already ready for this. His last fight was Rafael Mensa.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Mensa. They fought Mensa, and he was punched perfect. I don't have to go by the name. I saw this.
Yo,
dude.
I saw this fight on HBO, bro. They was trying to call this dude Purnell, and then they took it right back. Man, you fucking crazy.
I'm telling you the truth.
90 seconds.
Perfect Bruh. Jab, perfect right hand. I mean, perfect lead punch. Everything was perfect with the punches, man. He bust this dude's face and broke his jaw and just kept punishing him. Yo. He had no second thoughts on beating his ass all night long. Machado might give Tank problems. That's what I'm starting to look at. We'll this dude's see. young and big, and he coming to his own.
Hey, listen. That's why you gamble, right? Hold on.
60 seconds.
That's why you gamble, but that's also why I'm doing this show, because I feel like every time I'm going to make a bet, I get everybody's thoughts and opinions and then, you know, factor that into my own. But this is why you gamble, right? Like, betting odds are made to entice you. So I locked in, I believe, $5 or $10 on Yandel to just win at a plus 580. That is a good bet because I know Yandel Evans. I know Luis Rosa. I know Javier Fortuna. Javier Fortuna, in my opinion, would have beat Jezreel Corrales and everyone else on Machado's resume. So Machado, yeah, he got a good win on his resume. But I think Yandel is equally on that level due to the Rosa win.
10 seconds.
And I know he got knocked out quick in the first round of the Fortuna fight, but that wasn't just like him getting trashed by Fortuna. Fortuna caught him in the middle of him fucking him up. Yandel got skills, B. Got skills, but whatever. We going to see tonight.
5 or 10. I wish you would just send me that 5 or 10 through Google Money or something like that, because you made a bad bet on that one. I'm just letting you know, punch perfect tonight. You do getting jabbed up, all that. Machado the shit. That's it.
All right, but he's so much the shit. You're not saying he gonna stop him. What he gonna do? Is he gonna stop Yandel, or is he gonna get the decision?
He might just break his face up. I don't know. I don't believe in his power, like heavy handed knockout. But far as punch perfect breaking up your face, he's shown me he can do that, and it just might be the case again tonight. And he might be even better after that performance and feeling himself and training a little harder, taking it the next steps and shit. So you might knock it. Fuck it. He gonna knock him out. Bet on it. I mean,
but that's what the betting bookies got. They got knockout at a minus 175. So that's what they believe is going to happen.
And the main thing we cannot forget is I am the unified heavyweight champion of the world.
Dylan White, Derek Chisora, Big Baby Miller, Joe Joyce. You can all have it, Dominic Brazil, whoever else is in America too. All of it.
How you doing, Nez?
What up?
Yeah, it's good to get Coach Terrific's point of view on it. And for me, if he's saying that Derevchenko will be the more active fighter and possibly, you know, take a decision, then that I think that leaves that we've got 12 rounds in which Jacobs has got a knockout. Derevchenko. So I'll be looking for a Jacobs knockout. And if everyone's saying Jacobs gets stronger, I don't know what other group betting you've got, but on Skybet over here in the UK, we've got,
I got group betting for Derevchenko. If you want knockouts on, if you want, a knockout by Jacobs late, they got those. It's not as good as Derevchenko, so they believe that Jacobs could possibly lock him out late. Rounds 1 through 3 are plus 1,800. Rounds 4 through 6 are plus 1,200. Rounds 7 through 9 are plus 1,000. And rounds 10 through 12 are plus 1,100, all by, knockout.
Yeah, I mean, we've got slightly different group betting. 7 through 9, we've got 10 to 1, so plus 1,000. 10 to 12 is a plus 2,000. So we've also got different group betting of like 9 through 12 or 5 through 8. You can even do for a plus 600, 7 through 12. So you've got the whole second half of the fight for Jacobs to get to Derevchenko.
Damn. And I wonder if 7 through 12?
7 through 12 is a plus 600. For Jacobs.
Wow.
Yeah, so
that's good money.
Yeah. So I was thinking if Derevchenko is maybe the more skilled and gonna be the more active and maybe winning rounds, like I say, we've got 12 rounds for Jacobs to try and get this guy out of there. And for me, that plus 600, 7 through 12 is a good bet, as well as if you just back Jacobs for the knockout as well, which for me, they've done a boost on that price. It was a plus 300. It's now plus 400 for Jacobs to win the fight by knockout. So maybe your 10 could go on there and another 10 on the 7 through 12. And I always do it, and it's come. I've managed to land it a few times, and it's always like, nice one, you know, like cool. But I always, like, if I think a guy's going to win by knockout, I try and actually pick the round. So that always adds a little bit, like, oh, don't do it yet. All right, yeah. Come on, this round, you know, it adds a little bit to it. And if you're only putting 10 pounds or $10 on it, you know, it's a bit of fun. You know, when that bow goes in the round you picked, it's a bit like, ah, fuck. Especially if they then knock them out in the next round, it's like, you bastard. But it's only 10, so. But there's obviously good money picking around. You know, there's like plus 5,000, you know, 50-1 and shit like that in there. So it can make it a little interesting as well. But yeah, I'm going to be going with Jacobs by knockout, and then I might, like I say, I usually try and pick a round just to get that big money coming in if possible. But Machado and Evans, I'm going to leave that alone because I don't see any value in it, because the bookies just haven't got Evans winning it. So I'm gonna,
yeah, perhaps, man, they got him as such an underdog. It's upsetting. I'm actually from Ohio after you, who was the one that put me on Yandel way back when he was undefeated in a red-hot prospect. I'm telling you guys, 5 years ago, this kid was on everybody's lips. All the writers were writing about him. He was fucking going to different countries to spar people, sparring, rigging down. Shit just fucked up. Shit got fucked up. He took 3 years off after that knockout. But we can see if we get more details from Matt in Ohio.
I mean, I hear you. If you like a fighter and you're there, you know, it doesn't matter what the bookies are saying. If you think it's going to be, if you know you're not placing serious, you're not putting the house on the guy, but you want to have a little side bet and small little stake on it, then go with your feeling on it. But you know, we saw it the other week. The guy that beat Lewis Ritson was a plus 1200 just to win the fight, and he won the fight. So it happens, but when you're looking for that,
damn, plus 1200, and we would have never took that bet, because we would have did a show just like this on that, and you would have told me, no, Nez, I'm telling you, I know you don't like UK guys, but I'm telling you, this guy's the guy, bro. Yeah, and yeah, I would have cried at plus 1200.
I know, right? But so not trying to talk people into it. If it's a fight you think, oh, there's no real value in it, then stay away from it and look for another bet on another fight on the card or something. But if you really got that feeling for a guy and he's gonna cause the upset, then you know, you're the one that, at the end of the day, everyone left the bet alone and you're the one that made money on it. But I'm going Jacobs KO, and I'll be trying to pick around, you know, probably late 7, 8, 9 maybe, or we'll see. But I might actually stay up for this one. If you're doing a live fight chat, I might. I might break night for you, Nez.
This is a late one too. I think it's at 10 o'clock. I set the DVR. It's just at 9:59 start. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, that'll be what, Heather Hardy, Machado.
Oh,
and then
my
Jacobs.
God, yeah. There's no value in that Heather Hardy fight unless she stops Shelley Vincent. Which, how?
I don't know. She's just in wars, right?
Did you do anything on the Poulet fight?
I haven't.
I picked Fury by decision and by stoppage, bro.
I would lean stoppage. I know he's got, like, is it a 50% knockout ratio? But
but it's Pulev, man. Like, he's like, I think he's gonna be a target for Fury.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, people talk about Pulev. You know, he's a skilled fighter, like with amateur background or whatever. But I don't know. I never really felt Fury had power, and then in his last fight, he really, really, you know, on the back foot.
Yeah, but that was Sexton, though. Nobody.
No,
even
I know the opponent and everything, but I don't know. It was a crisp shot, and you know, put the guy down. But I think I might be swayed for a Fury knockout. But obviously, points is maybe.
Let me get to Brandon here in North Carolina, Rob. Talk to me, Brandon. Brandon.
It's Brandon or Rob.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me see. Did I fuck up?
It might be Rod. No,
yeah. So, yep. Sorry, Rod. My bad.
No, that's cool. No, you cool. I say put your money on Derevchenko, man. I guess I'm one of the few that believes that he's going to win this fight now.
All right, but how is he going to win?
Okay. Either decision or knockout. And I don't know. I just keep seeing. Do you remember that Sergio fight that Jacobs was in years ago?
Yes. He was in two of them.
I see something like that. Yes. I see something like that happening. Where this guy hits Jacobs with something that he don't see. But I think he actually could finish Jacobs. I really do. I don't understand why the odds are so much against Derevchenko, because I think he's a solid fighter. I watched him fight. He's a solid fighter. So, scared money ain't going to make no money. I say go with Derevchenko, whichever one you want, decision or knockout.
Well, decision, let me see, method of victory. Derevchenko by decision is plus 300, and by knockout, plus 600.
Well, either one of those two. I would do. Because I really think he's going to win. I might be one of the few, but I think he's going to win this fight. I really do.
You're not really making a good enough case, though, because, you know, you're not basing it off a resume. You're just saying he can do what Mora did. But that's a situation that would need to replay itself. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Right. I feel you. I'm just going off instinct on that one.
Well, all right. Listen, let me get to some other people. Let me see here. Matt, you ready? Matt?
Just Rick in Denver.
Matt? Oh, shit, that is Rick in Denver. Sorry, Rick. You know what? You're 303, he's 330. So, you know. But go ahead, Rick.
No, man. So this is my opinion. If it doesn't go to a knockout in the Derevchenko-Jacobs bout, I think Derevchenko's going to take it. I really think if Triple G could not knock out Jacobs, this kid ain't going to do it either. The heart in the lion is huge with that 36-year-old, man. He's got a huge heart. But there's a little bit of a skeptic in me that thinks if he does not knock out Derevchenko and it has to go to the cards, I think he could get fucking robbed. And I hate saying it, but it kind of makes me think of that last Triple G Canelo fight where half of us thought GGG had it. And the other half of us thought Canelo had it. But I think for the machine to keep going, and by machine, I mean the boxing machine, I think the boxing machine is a lot more lucrative. They got a younger guy in there to give them a few more fights over the next few years. And I know that's really dirty to say, but
yeah, but you got to remember,
you got to remember
Sergey Derevchenko is not with HBO. Sergey Derevchenko is an Al Haymon fighter with PBC. Even though Daniel Jacobs is a Haymon advised fighter, he signed the match room.
Yeah, and he's going to DAZN after this, correct?
Possibly.
And if he does, I think his grand finale is going to be going in there and getting his fucking head knocked off by Canelo, which I hate to say. But I feel like for the other fight, Machado, I haven't watched enough of those two guys to make a really clear decision, so I can't really put my two cents in on that. But I think if there's going to be a knockout in any fight this weekend, it's going to be that Fury-Pulev fight. And if I think Fury's going to take that one personally, but I can't bring myself to put any money on that Jacobs Derevchenko fight yet. I just can't see it. It's too close.
All right, brother.
That was my thoughts this morning. Thanks for the early show.
Nah, man. Thank you for your advice. Cause I did bet on Poulet Fury by decision and KO. And I put small money because the odds are so big. So it's, you know, I put, I think 10 somewhere and 5 somewhere else. So hopefully I'm covered there. And I'm going to go to Matt now in Ohio. Matt, I hope you're ready.
Yo, what up, Ness?
What it do, man? Listen, I hear you fine. I'm just almost at the point of tears because I feel like I'm the only one that is believing in Yandel Evans. And I must be biased because I've interviewed him. He's been on the show, friend of the show. But I don't know, man. I mean, you know him better than anybody, right? I mean, is a year layoff too much for Machado?
Man, it's tough to say. I mean, that's what makes boxing interesting, right? You know his backstory, so you know him, and you know that he went through, you know, a lot of contract problems with Roy Jones, and he got shelved, you know, for a while, and you know, in the prime of his career, and so you know how big this fight is for him, you know, on the comeback trail. It's kind of do or die, and so you know, I'm like you, you know,
my
judgment gets clouded too because.
He's 29 and hasn't fought in at least a calendar year.
See, I know. I don't know. I'm like you. I'm on the fence, and you know, I'm trying not to let that cloud my judgment either.
At a plus 580, I locked him in with a $10 bet to get the win either way. I said, what I seen in him 5 years ago, if there's something left in there, he's worth the $10 at a plus 580. Would you have laid it? Which way would you go with him? You know, because obviously this is a betting thing. Like all the years of us talking boxing, we should be paying our bills with this shit as much as we think we can get it right. So I said, collectively, we need to start doing one betting show per week, so that we can help each other make some bread. So, I mean, how should we lay the money on? Everyone is staying away from this fight. Again, no one is saying they see value. I'm the only one that laid $10 on it. But I'll give you the bets, right? Method of victory for Alberto Machado, points or decision, plus 300. So they seriously think he's going to knock out Yandel because Alberto Machado KO TKO is minus 175. The draw is at a plus 3,000. And I should just throw something on it just in case Yandel fights his ass off and gets that draw, right? Goddamn, plus 3,000. Then you got Yandel Evans points decision plus 900. Like they really don't think he's making it. Yandel Evans KO TKO plus 650. So they think if he does get it, he's got the power at least because 650 is a lot lower than the plus 900. So I don't know.
I think that's more likely.
What's more likely, the knockout? So he's not winning the decision in your eyes.
Yeah. The stop. Right. Yeah,
oh, wow.
But I think. And I think he can also, you know, I mean, he can crack.
Okay, and, no, listen.
You know,
No. This show is different. Politics aside, can he win a decision? Because you're making me think like, you know, like the last guy said, like, oh, the politics, you know, Jacobs is bigger for the Canelo fight. Politics aside, is he skillful enough to outbox Machado? And have you watched Machado?
Look, I've seen Machado once. And I don't know as much about him as I know about Yandel, but Yandel, he's skilled, but it's going to come down to whether or not he can fight his fight. You know, when he fought Rosa, I thought that fight could have been much easier for him, but he's got a tough time, sticking to the game plan. He can get baited, you know, into giving up, you know, his height, which obviously he doesn't have in this one, but, you know, it's tough, man. If he can stick to a game plan and fight smart, then, you know, it's possible. But a lot of the times you watch him fight, he gets baited into these, you know, drag out wars. So,
So that's it. Know. I'm putting the $10 on it and no more than. It's like, this is my $10, you know, that I'm putting on you because of our friendship and because of what I know. But I said the same thing. It's funny that you're saying that. I didn't even, you know, I said that. I said, like, he was doing well with fucking Fortuna, but he got caught because he likes to bang. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with the Rosa fight. Like, he could have made that easier, but he likes to bang. And if you see that in him, then that's a scary thing, because Machado's taller, bigger, longer.
Right, right. But, I mean, he's got that equalizer. That's what I like about him, is he's fast and he's skilled, but also he's not afraid to go for it, you know? I mean, and a lot of guys, you know, they maybe have that power, that skill, but they won't let it go. And he's shown in every fight that he's ever been in, he's throwing to knock somebody out. And, you know, that could turn a fight, you know, so I don't know. That's how I'm looking at it. I think the risk is worth the reward.
Yeah, man. And that's why you bet, man. You don't break your bank, you know. $5-$10 on those odds, on the belief of his skills, is worth it. Matt, I'm gonna let you go. I know you're tied up at the restaurant there. We're gonna go out to JD on Skype. Just calling in. I'm trying to get to you, brother. Just bear with me. Yeah, man, and let me get to some super chats really quick from Andre Diakin, who says, yes, thank you, Ness, for doing this show. Oh, no, excuse me. See, I don't know. I think I just be reading shit that ain't there. He said, thank you, Ness, for doing a show like this. Laugh out loud. And then JD, who's actually on the line, said, Yandel got skills, bro, and I think we said that before. But JD, talk to me.
Yo, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Man, I'm on the road. I hope the audio ain't too bad, but yo, I can't, you know, I've been in there with Hadley. I've been in there with Allegale out of Florida. I can honestly look back and say that Evans, skill-wise, he was the most skilled guy that I was in the ring with. And we seen, you know, we all seen Hadley fight. We all seen, you know, Allegale fight. But the skill of this guy is something different, man. Like dude was slipping. He was in there. He had me confused as shit. And I never really get confused in the ring.
Now you're talking about Yandel Evans having you confused in a pro boxing match.
Yeah. I didn't have too much amateur experience, so I was learning on the fly. But, like, again, I wasn't confused in there with a Hadley. I wasn't, you know, I sparred with a lot of guys, too. But the guy, he just did something different that I didn't know how to, you know, come back from it. Like, it I don't know. It basically, man, the skill is there. So he got the skill to beat the guy. And again,
But by decision?
Yeah, I went after I called in the other day. I went and watched Machado versus what's that last guy he fought? Merchant or whatever?
Mensha. The fake Pernell Whitaker. I swear, HBO, I'm so happy you've packed it up and gone away with the lies they spew. Did you hear the announcing on that fight? They called this guy, he's got shades of Pernell Whitaker. They're fucking lying.
yeah, I did. But, yo, I don't know, man. Me personally, after watching Machado fight, I'm gonna pick Evans. Ooh. You know what I mean?
Evans by decision or by KO? By decision is big money, dog. Plus 900. By the KO is plus 650. Now, you know, if you could pick the round, Ben, you ready to get rich?
Yeah, I don't. I just don't see him outboxing Evans. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they must think that Machado got power, B, because they got Machado at a minus 175 by KO.
Yo, so let me say this too.
Are you speaking into the speaker or you got the phone? Because you sound like in an empty ass. You ain't even in the room. You sound like you inside of a metal box.
Man, I'm in my truck, man. But I gotta say this real quick though. Fortuna, right? Fortuna ain't nobody to sleep on. You know what I mean? And we all know that. Yo, he was actually, in my opinion, he was giving Fortuna the work until he got cut. So I mean, was it a lucky punch? I don't know, but. I don't know, man. Evan's been taking care of business ever since. Every time he stepped in a ring ever since, even though, it was limited. But, yeah, my audio might suck, man, so.
Damn, yo. Ronnie Shields just texted me back, said call him now, but my phone lines is closed. He's going to have to Skype, and I can't merge him on Skype. But, now, JD, yes. Man, thank you for the insight. Like I said, I'm not going to do much more. I pick Evans to win at a plus 580 yesterday or the day before. And he's no longer available at that. The line shifted. He's a plus 400, which is still good money, but it dropped significantly. So I'm telling you, people are starting to sweat. We'll see if the line shifts. But I think I'm going to leave it at that. I don't need to really pick 5 or 10 more on, decision or nothing like that, because I just think that, Machado is Cotto's only thing, and he just got that title. They're doing Golden Boy deals. It's the zone. I'm not going to put too much more on the powers that be and end up screwed out of this one. But Andre Diakonu, talk to us.
Yo, good morning, my brother. How you doing?
I'm great, man. Blessed.
All right. So I just came back from the Meadowlands, and I bumped into one guy, old guy, and he mentioned something about Jacob tonight that he said, you remember the Quillen fight, Jacobs fight? They're both excited. They're fighting in their hometown. And he said, something about Jacobs, kind of scares me a little bit because he's been really comfortable with the so-called, prestige of being on the limelight. But he said if he was going to put money, he'll put Darren Chico on the second round. So I looked at the odds, man. For a second round KO, I said, man, I'm going to have to jump on that. I think it's like 9th. I got it at for $5, there's a $450 payout. I put $10 down on that.
For who? Jacobs to knock out Derevchenko in the fourth round?
No, Derevchenko to knock out Jacobs in the second round.
Second round? Damn, you should have went with FanDuel. They got it at plus 4,900.
Don't forget, I did it live, so probably when you did it, FanDuel is the Meadowlands, so the odds probably changed probably within the last hour. I don't know.
Damn, +49. I went 1 through 3 to get.
Yeah, so I just did a second round because he said after the third round, Jacob's gonna wake up and just basically run down the boy, because you have to get him. You're gonna have to get Jacobs in the first 3 rounds.
Yeah, well, I had the trainer on here say that Derevchenko is the more active fighter.
Yeah, and I end up putting money on Fury because he's not going to win on points, man. He's going to have to knock this motherfucker out.
I think he could win on points because of the fact that Pulev is just a fucking slow-ass plotting fighter who doesn't even throw much. He just dangles his arms out a lot.
In Bulgaria, brother?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, Fury's the right color, I believe. Why would he get robbed? I'm telling you.
And I'm going to be honest with you, man. Because of you, man, I put money down to Evans, man.
Oh, shit. Yo, yo, it better be a little bit of fucking money, bro.
$10. $10 paid me out $42.
42? Why that's it? That's crazy.
The money line. I did the money line.
Oh, I got him to win at plus 580.
Yeah, you jumped on it early, man. You have to realize the day of, with all that money coming into the system, the odds tend to change. So the more money that comes into the system, the odds change.
Yeah.
So when you got in at a good time. So like the day of an event, the odds change based on how much activity comes in.
Yo, betting so like, is so whack. Like I ain't even really making nothing off that. Like
no, but you know what? But you know what though, man? It adds a little festive to the fight, man. I always say this, man. I'm a working man, but at the same time, if they ain't gonna make it money watching TV, let me try to make something, you know, on a long shot end, man. It's what ifs, man. These are human beings, man. You never know if they're gonna have a bad night, man. So it adds a little bit more excitement to it. So this is why I do it. I don't throw bankroll into it, but I throw a couple of dollars into it to the point it can happen. Like, look, hell, I bet the Knicks would lose by 12. They lost by damn 27. I won money last night. So it's more of a entertainment thing for me.
I don't bet on points and
yeah, man. I don't go out anymore, man. I don't club, man. You know me. I travel to these boxing events. I don't trick off on chicks anymore, man. So, you know, I'm just, if I'm going to do something with my money the right way, I'm going to do something that I enjoy the most, man. So that's what I did.
I hear you, man. That's how I feel. I'm like, man, I'm talking about this shit hours and hours. I got to be able to get something back off.
Yeah, man. That's the way I felt when I went to London, man. I bet right outside the Wembley, man. I said, fucking, I'm going to give Eddie Hearn and all these people my damn money. I'm going to try to get something back from William Hill. So that's what I ended up doing, man. So it's just, you have to feel it. It's recreational, man. If you expect to make life-changing money on this shit, God bless you, man. It's recreational. Let's add some fun to the sport. If these boxers and promoters making money, why the hell we can't make money on ourselves, man?
Nah, you know, I always feel like life-changing money, we missed that boat.
Yeah.
Because we didn't believe in Mayweather. Yeah. But people should have took out some mortgages on, second mortgages on that shit. And just, yeah, I mean, look, yo, you take those bad odds, but that was always good money. Like, you always knew this motherfucker was winning, man. And I never jumped on that. I never so I jumped on. Like, if this is my first time betting. I've never bet. I don't do that shit.
If I bet on Floyd when Top Rank is, I'll be a wealthy man.
Tell me about it.
Because, but the end of the day, man, guys, if you're listening, if you're in New Jersey or Nevada, or you have a private sports book, man, just have fun with it, man. Just have fun with it, man. This is what makes the sport of boxing so much fun, that it's not something that lasts all night long. It lasts a half an hour. It's either you come up or you come down. And that's it, man. We move on to the next bout, man. So that's about it, man. Talk to you guys later.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. Dudes, you guys are all mad at me about the Ronnie thing. Bro, I asked Ronnie to come on at 9:30. It's 11 o'clock. I scheduled the show for a certain time. Phone lines are down. That's it. Like, you could only get in on a bat line, and I'm not going to ask Ronnie to do a Skype. So I would have to reschedule something with Ronnie, unfortunately. So you can stop with the attacks. But I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you guys did get an opportunity to decide where you would lay that money if you decide to make a bet. I have told you where I put mine. Some of the callers told you where they would put theirs or where they have put theirs. And we'll be back later on and do a live fight chat. Probably not, actually. I think fucking, maybe with Ron and some of the other guys. But Mike is traveling back to his hometown today. JD, the name of the betting app that I'm using is FanDuel. You know, FanDuel. And William Hill is also in New Jersey, too. But William Hill doesn't have enough bets for whatever reason. You know, but we will be back. So hit that thumbs up button if you want us to come back with live fight chats. I think the Zone goes on at 4 o'clock today. And then we got HBO at 9:59. So yeah, man, I'm here to work. Thumbs up. Don't forget to subscribe. Let's see where we're at on those subscriptions. We're trying to get to that 100K, man. We really gotta hone in on these subscriptions. We're at 88,640, so we need about 360 more to get to 89,000, but we're trying to hunt down that 100K. So yeah, man, tell a friend to tell a friend that TBV is out here doing what we got to do, and this is going to be a reoccurring thing. We're going to be doing this betting thing weekly, and it'll always have guest appearances, you know, from some sort of experts, whether that be writers, commentators, anchors, if that's the right word to be using. I don't know. You know, anchors like Larry Merchant, because I questioned calling Larry, but I know that he's West Coast. So I was like, a 9:30 show on the West Coast is like 6:30 a.m. That's a little early to be fucking with Larry Merchant. But yeah, we could get Larry. You see, we got Ronnie available now. So yeah, we're going to be doing this regularly. So tell a friend, and subscribe, man. We're trying to get to 100K. We're working hard here every day. Solo shows, team shows, multiple host shows. We're doing whatever we got to do. I'm your host, Nesta Gitz. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And yes, don't forget to head on over to patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. Your Patreon pledges helps us get to the camps. I've been invited to the Luis Ortiz camp. I've been invited to the Luis Ortiz camp. They want me to go as early as this week. I can leave Monday. I can leave Tuesday. So it is up to you guys to help me get there along with one of my guys, right? Whether that be Rob in the UK. You know, if we get enough Patreon pledges, we can bring Rob in the UK all the way to fucking the US to Luis Ortiz training camp in Miami, as well as Carlos Negron, who's going to be taking on Dominic Brazil. He's going to be training with Luis Ortiz. And if you're a Patreon, you get to ask Luis Ortiz and Carlos Negron and Jay Jimenez and the trainer of Luis Ortiz questions. But the Patreons got to get to the... We need to get to our 100% goal. Right now, we're around 28 or 30% of our goal. But if we were at our 100% goal, the entire team would be everywhere working for you. We'd be doing live shows at these fights the way that we did for Gennady Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez. And we would be in studio. Best believe that. That being said, find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. If you're going to be doing any Amazon shopping, don't forget to head on over to theboxingvoice.com/affiliate sponsors. Click on the Amazon link. Do your shopping through there. You could bookmark it, save it, and every time you do your Amazon shopping, you give a little kickback to TBV, and it's not costing you anything at all. I mean, zero, zilch, nada. But just because you used our link, Amazon hooks us up. And that separate check can be the check to make Mike get all the way from fucking Indiana to L.A. for the Deontay Wilder pay-per-view fight, you know? Or from Indiana all the way to motherfucking... drawing a blank here.
They say by now that I'll be finished. Hard to tell.
I can tell.
My little 15 minutes lasting long as hell.
Yeah, to Miami, right? To see Luis Ortiz, whatever the case may be. So, listen, man, head on over to patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice or head on over to theboxingvoice.com/affiliate sponsors. Click on the Amazon link. Do your Amazon shopping or click on the Showtime link. Get a free month of Showtime, and we also get a kickback that way. However you want to help TVV, you can. You can Cash App NestGTO or you can PayPal me at NestGTO or, you know, you could just hit that thumbs up. You could subscribe to the YouTube channel. You could drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. All these methods help the show grow. Peace. I gotta go.